From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Sleeping Purring Cats. Sleeping Purring Cats can be found anywhere where you might want to put some kind of warm blanket, and then they'll hide under it and you'll step on them and they'll scare the shit out of you. Make sure you check them out at sleepingpurringcats.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a valuable discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Sleeping Purring Cat, free state of Arkansas, by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
That's 2 weeks in a row you've been correct. No sleeping purring cats.
There are no in the entire state of...
Well, if I had my way, there would be no... I don't know. I haven't inventoried the entire state. Surveyed. I don't know.
I'm in a weird space today. And for some reason now my board is deciding that it's going to be a pain in the ass. And so the theme song is wavering there on me. I'm sorry.
Your space is weird. Yeah, I've noticed that.
I don't know. What is the weather like in Arkansas?
I've never lived in Arkansas. Yes,
but like cold, like nice cold, or cold, like miserable cold?
Well, you would have to define what your definition of miserable and nice is. It got down into the 30s and we had some little ice pellets coming down yesterday. I don't know.
That's not nice. No, I mean, here it's just been rainy. And it's not cold, like, oh my God, I'm going to put on a winter jacket cold. It's just been like in the high 50s and rainy, but like for the last 5 days. It's just been miserable and rainy for the last 5 days.
Well, I can say
it's just starting to affect me.
It has been cold and rainy here and just almost cold enough to snow, but not quite. So we got that sleety sort of freezing rainy sort of stuff. So probably exactly that depressing kind of that you're talking about.
Right. So, and it's just a kind of a depressing kind of, I don't know, that's there. A friend of mine basically told me that this show sucks and that kind of hurt my feelings. And, I don't know. I'm in a weird spot today. I'm going to shake it off though.
Well, you know what? This is how we have to look at that. Now, I know it was a friend of yours, so that's a little bit harder to take. But I kind of have to look at it like I try to take, which I don't do very well. But my looks, a few people might know that I worry about my looks.
Some people may
have noticed that.
Yeah.
Maybe awesome. I know it's not very obvious, but some awesome. People. But the way I'm trying to, over the past 3 or 4 years, look at it is there is no way that every single person could find me attractive. It wouldn't matter what I looked like because everybody has a different type. So, right? So I could be like muscle god.
I'm trying to think of someone who is like everyone's type.
No, there's not. So I could be like a muscle god. Right. And have perfect 6-8-pack abs, 12, whatever, yes. You know, right. Perfect cut, big, huge, long, whatever.
Right.
And there would be somebody who likes a more Rubenesque figure with, you know, more cushion.
Oh, my God. I love Rubens with the sauerkraut and the Thousand Island. Those are excellent.
Right. And so some people like people who eat more Rubens. So same thing. Or I could be like really young and twinky looking, and then there might be someone who likes older guys. So you have to look at the podcasting thing the same way. Even the best, most entertaining shows on the planet, there is a segment of the population who hate them.
Right. Like Big Fatty Online.
That or anything. You can think of anything you want. Yes, just Big Fatty.
How about the podcast award-winning GLBT category, Feast of Fun?
Right. There are people who like that show. And then there are those who don't. But what I'm saying is all we can do is try to do our best.
Yes.
And we have to cater to a...
Are you done? This is like a very special episode of DI Plus.
No,
if a random person on the street doesn't care for the show, I don't care. That's fine. You know what? I don't bother them. They don't bother me. But no, this is a friend of mine who goes on and on and on about how great another show that they listen to all the time. A show that has a voice actor as the primary character.
Well...
And they love that show. And so then they would say something to me like, well, you know, on his show, he did blah, blah, blah. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I really feel like, you know, I know him. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, well, you do realize I do a show, right? Yeah, but your show sucks. So it was just one of those. I'm paraphrasing, but it was just kind of like it. You know, you could have been nicer in the way.
Well, okay. Did he listen when you had the other co-hosts?
Yes.
Did he like it then?
I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not important. The things that he does not like about our show is that we are not insular. And so it's fun, and I completely understand liking an insular show, okay? And by that, I mean a show that only makes self-referential things. Like they're going to talk about things that have been talked about on their show, or if they do talk about something outside of that sphere, they're going to go out of their way to explain it. But we don't do that because we're very casual. We're not a big, huge, heavy production show, whatever. We're very casual. So we talk about Big Fatty, and we just kind of assume that you've heard that. And if you haven't heard that, you at least know who Big Fatty is. Or we talk about Vera, and we kind of assume that you know who Vera is.
Speaking of not being a high production show, by the way, everyone, please go over to podcastawards.com and vote for us for best produced show.
God, you are relentless with this stuff. You've gone off the rails on this stuff.
Perfect timing. No, I just want to get nominated so that more people see our name in print. I don't care if we win. I just the nomination.
You know what? To be nominated is I fucked that up. Just to be nominated is an honor.
I just want to get the name of DI Plus out there.
Right. And what are we doing in GLBT? We're nominating what? Foul Monkeys?
Well, I can't show favoritism for one particular. I would say that there are several shows on the Pride 48 network, including Foul Monkeys and also the Cocktails and Cream Puffs, that are vying for that spot. So yes. I will just say, go vote with your conscience.
Speaking of conscience, that was an excellent segue, sir.
Not if you announce it.
Oh, that's true. Where were we at on this whole thing? I don't even think we were there yet.
No, we haven't. Right. We haven't talked. As far as I know,
talked anything. Yeah, speaking of Foul Monkeys, I just wanted to cover this. I put this on the trailer just because there's something that annoyed me the other day. I was listening to the Foul Monkeys program, and I don't know why I called it the Foul Monkeys program. Like that carries some more gravitas or something. I was listening to Foul Monkeys, and they were talking about underwear pouches and how they peed, and it seemed to be a big deal about not touching your junk. Like
I heard that episode,
and I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with touching your junk? I like touching my junk. I'm a gay man. I like touching my junk. I like touching other guys' junk. I think touching junk is a great thing. So why the big hubbaloo here about avoiding touching your junk? That makes no sense to me.
I don't know. I also touch my junk, and in fact, I wish that I could do other things with my junk myself. For instance, you know, put my junk in my mouth. So, you know, having my hand there, no problem at all. We've already discussed this.
And there was no big topic here. I just threw that on the trailer because I was listening to it. I was like, what the fuck? What's wrong with touching your junk? So there is an open question to Waylon and Brad and Ricky. What the fuck's wrong with touching your junk?
Now, I will say, did they? Because I did indeed listen to that episode. I mean, I don't want any quizzes because I do multitask and do other things. But
right. Yes.
I don't recall them specifically saying they didn't want to touch their junk. Did they?
I don't remember. Okay. They seemed to be saying, well, I can pee without touching it. And I was just like, well, what's wrong with touching it? Because there was a whole, you'd have to listen to the show, but there was a whole big conversation about how.
One reason I don't like to wash my hands after I pee is because I like to have that junk musk.
Okay,
now we've strayed.
Now we've strayed into the TMI.
I want the musky scent of the penis on my hands.
Saying,
you know,
if anyone working in the Bentonville, Arkansas corporate office may want to avoid shaking Adam's hand. If you are any way, shape, or form a germaphobe, just want to throw that out there. To me, I'm the exact opposite. I get annoyed when people don't wash their hands when they leave the bathroom. I'm like, really? It's right there. The sink's right there. It's not like you have to do a big, you know, even like a courtesy, like I'm just going to run my hands under the...
Okay, I do have to admit that I don't always... My rule is number one, I don't feel like I really have to wash my hands because I don't feel that my penis is full of bacteria or anything. I've had a shower for the day.
Right. And there's absolutely, you know, bacteria in urine. That's crazy talk.
Urine is sterile when it comes out of your body. And I'm not holding my hand into my piss stream either. But so I will, this is a confessional here. I have to admit, I have before waited around for someone to leave the bathroom just so I could leave without washing my hands. Because if they see me leaving without washing my hands, then, you know, I work with these. But what I've gone to here recently is using hand sanitizer instead of sometimes. Do you think that works well enough? Like, I don't have to get...
I think that by using hand sanitizer, we were basically breeding a generation of super bacteria that is, like, resistant to everything. I think we're basically just, like, creating, you know, Superman on it.
I have a huge bottle of hand sanitizer at my desk.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yes, that's it.
All right. So, here's the thing. There's something serious that I need to talk about.
Okay.
And I need your help here because I don't know how to do this. So if everyone will just indulge me for a moment.
I've been told, just so everyone knows.
No, you don't need to share that.
Why do you feel the need to share that? You don't even know what I'm going to share. I'm just going to say no jokes will come out of me during this segment.
But why do you got to be that way?
I'm not being anyway. Go right ahead.
This is kind of like, did you ever watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? This is like tonight on a very special Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
This is like the episode where Carlson had to talk about being touched.
It's hard for me to be serious without breaking into tears, as we heard on the closing show of Pride 48.
I don't have that clip pulled.
Well, it's okay. So I'm going to listen to you intently. And if I have anything intelligent to say, which I usually don't, I will break in.
All right. So here's the thing. There is there's another show that I like to listen to, another podcast that I like to listen to, one done by... I don't want to call out anyone, so we'll make up a name. We'll call this particular show Buford Speaks for Real. And on this show, Buford, the host, has a sidekick, and we'll just call him, I don't know, we'll call him something. Jiminy. We'll call him Jiminy. So Buford's sidekick, Jiminy, was introduced to us years ago as kind of a bumbling kind of a comedic kind of character, but over the years has grown into very much his own personality, to the point that you actually, you know, Jiminy, I would dare say, in some circles is more beloved than Buford. Okay, you following me there? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just don't know how you're being serious with these alter names, but...
It doesn't matter. I'm going to get here to my point, is that Jiminy... is a very, you know, oh, screw it. It's Vera, all right? I'm talking about Vera Speaks for Real and it's Conscience, all right? So Conscience is a very real person to me. And I know logically that that is Vera doing a voice and that there is no actual physical entity named Conscience, right? It's just a voice. Everything that Conscience says is something that, you know, has been planned and that Vera has said. And whatever. You can't hurt Conscience's feelings because Conscience doesn't exist. Logically, I know this. But I live in a world where most of my friends, I would dare say over the past 15 years, I started off meeting on the computer. I didn't actually meet them in real life until much, much later. And in some cases, I still haven't met them in real life. So in a piece of my brain, Conscience is every bit as real to me as other listeners or other people that I have, you know, I hear voicemails from or that I talk to on Google+, whatever. So Conscience is to me, in a lot of ways, a real person. And I just want to bring this up. Okay. Conscience is a member of the Vera Charles family. Yet, he is denied anything fun or entertaining that the Charles family does together, right? When they go on a trip to the Redwoods, he is forced to sit on top of the camper, not to stay downstairs, you know, inside the camper with his family. When they went on their big cruise of a lifetime, Conscience gets lost and gets put onto another ship and doesn't get to go on the entire cruise. And yet no one ever bothered to say, hey, where is he? Wait, hold on. We can't go anywhere. We're missing a valuable member of our family. See, that these things, they make me angry because I'm like, how could you do that to my friend? How could you do that to Conscience? Now, keep in mind, I understand that Conscience is not a real person. I really do. I understand that. But it takes me a while to calm down because I physically get angry at Vera as I listen to these things. I mean, I really do, because it, and the only thing I could say, it kind of goes back to bullying, right? In the gay community, we're all like have some form or another of a story of being bullied or being scared to, you know, actually be open and honest about things because of our fear before we came out. That was an inelegantly put sentence. But what I'm saying is we all have kind of a history of bullies somewhere in our past. And it kind of sends me back to that place. I get emotionally involved in it, knowing full well logically that it's not a real person. And eventually I do calm down and then I go, okay, well, it's not a real person. I'm fine. But in the heat of the moment, in the listening to it, it is done so well and it is done so elegantly, the switching between the two voices, that I really do have a huge amount of empathy for the Conscience character. And it upsets me when he is treated badly. And that all leads to this. In Conscience's latest episodes here, he is responsible for creating $28,500 or $28,800 worth of damage that Vera is insisting that Conscience pay back. And so now Conscience is going down this whole thing of mowing lawns and washing cars and yada, yada, yada. And it got me to thinking the other day. I'm like, you know what? What if this really was a friend, right? A real friend of mine, like let's say Steven had gotten himself in some kind of trouble and needed to come up with a lot of money quickly. How much could I actually like scrape together within a short period of time and say, here you go, here's some money for you, you know, to help you in this thing. And so that's what I'm asking for people to do right here, is I'm asking for you, if Conscience means anything, if you've had any kind of enjoyment from Conscience whatsoever, I want you to just ponder that for a moment. How much money could you realistically come up with to help out your friend? And I don't want you to actually give any money. I don't want you to actually, you know, do anything. I want you to contemplate that question for a moment. How much money could you scrape together to help out a friend? And when you come up with that answer, I want you to send an email to AuntieVeraCharles@gmail.com and say, I pledge whatever the dollar amount is towards Conscience's money, towards his debt. Okay. Now this, again, completely, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe everyone thinks I'm insane, whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that Conscience is a real person to me. And I know that I could scrape up, you know, $500 or so. Tom in Chicago said he could probably scrape up $1,000, right? So there you go. There's $1,500 towards it. I would like to erase this fake debt that this fake character has just based on the very real enjoyment that I do get from my imaginary real friend. So if you would like to help out Conscience, please send an email to AuntieVeraCharles@gmail.com. And it can be that simple. It can just be like, I would like to donate $500 to assist Conscience. That's all I'm saying. Is just send in your fake money now to help Conscience out of his fake debt is what I'm trying to say. So there you go. I'm done now.
I'm sorry. I couldn't think of anything not jokey to say.
That was you were very quiet during the whole thing.
I muted myself. But I will say this. I did think of the old PBS telethons.
Yes.
Because you had talked about in your thing, you had talked about a telethon, and they always had these old phones. These maybe they still do it at it because I don't watch PBS. Although I know this is a big like campaign.
So
thing,
like the telethon like, things where they have the old people in the background. They're like, thank you for calling PBS. How may I help you?
So yes, and they have these big desks or these big tables, and they're on these they're tiered, and they have all these people with 80s hair sitting there. I don't know why, but they all seem to have 80s hair. And the phones are like those old ones with the gray push button things.
Uh-huh.
And they're like that beige color.
Oh, well, yeah, that was the law. Phones had to be beige.
So that's all that comes to my mind. But yes, if you feel bad for Conscience.
I do. I genuinely feel bad for Conscience. And I've told Vera this before. I just don't think he realizes that I'm not joking. I really do. It takes me a while to actually calm down. I get angry, and it takes me a while to actually have to calm down. I'm not kidding. If you want to, please do so. Call his voicemail line. Send in a minute. Like I said, you don't have to send in money. And please don't just say, oh, I can give you $20,000. That's not the point. The point is really think about it. Think about it for a moment. If a friend of yours was really in trouble, what is a realistic money that you could scrape together and help him out?
Now, you don't want to, we don't want to get too psychological, but it really, if you think about it, though, it's really Auntie Vera beating up herself.
It is.
So
but,
there's,
but it, yeah, and you know, again, we're not going to get too psychological of it, but you know, it's the jaded older Vera beating up the innocent and younger Vera.
Right. There's some self-loathing there. I you know, wow.
Oh dear God. Got a phone ringing here and everything. Let's go and listen to that, shall we? Hello. Yes.
This is Moose. I realize the contest is over, but yes. Old habits are hard to break.
Yes.
Andy Williams passed away. I remember Andy Williams from when I was a little kid, and he had a TV show. Y'all are probably too young to remember that.
Far.
Anyway.
Far too.
He was the Moon River guy, or one of the people that sang Moon River. Bye.
Bye. All right. Excellent. wait, we are no longer doing the contest, but, you know.
That's really loud. Sorry.
Yeah, it was really weird. That was the opening refrains to Moon River, however. You know, a funny story, when I was in college, my foreign language was American Sign Language, and one of our instructors liked to do Moon River as a fingerspell experiment, so it was actually quite done. Anyway, congratulations, Moose. You don't get $5.
This is like, this is one of my favorite, I just have to play a little bit of this, so I love this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingling.
That's it.
All right, but it's not Christmas yet.
No, but I love that. See, okay, I know I said this last week, but I was going to go see his dadgum Christmas show last year.
Dadgum.
And I missed it by one.
I was going to go see that dadgum Christmas show.
I'm trying to not cuss as much, okay? Dadgum is a good replacement. So I was going to go see his dadgum Christmas show last year, and I missed it by one day.
One day.
And then I told myself, you know what, Adam? I bet you that fucker is going to die or quit singing before next year. And he died.
Such love. Such love.
So now I can't. Oh, I was going to stop cussing. That dad gummer.
That fucker.
Was going to. Anyway, that's it.
Yes.
My daddy used to say dad gum all the time. And that's just where I got it from.
Dad gummit.
That's it.
All right. Excellent. It's just a weird. I hope maybe this will get fixed in post. Maybe the taking out silences and stuff will make this seem better.
What? The show?
Yeah, we just have some weird lags here. You know, and granted, it's my fault for going off about the whole thing. Now, everyone in the chat room thinks I'm insane about the conscience thing. But honestly, listener, I'm talking to you, listener, not the chat room. You know who you are, listener.
There is only so much I can do in post.
You feel the same way.
I'm just, you know.
Poor conscience.
That's it. So, this is really quick. But
if he raises more than the $28,800, I demand that Conscience get to go on his own cruise.
Okay. That's going to be difficult, though. How is he going to go on a cruise without Auntie Vera? That's what I want to know.
How did he go on a different cruise than Vera? You know what? This is a paradox that's already been solved.
That would have been a great segue, but that story is further down. So I just want to say,
yes.
This is really quick, but has anyone else had the experience where you're with your partner and they love certain things about you? They love your boisterous, whatever it may be. But for me,
no, my partner does not love us.
Okay, well, pretend. Okay, so I want to know: have you been in any situations where your partner loves something about you, but in public, all of a sudden, or when they're around their friends or something, that thing that they love about you,
yes,
all
becomes
of a sudden,
embarrassing,
huh?
Becomes embarrassing?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Mark, okay, all of his friends are Filipino, and apparently they are very reserved or something in general. And I make him laugh like continually. And one of the things he tells me that he likes about me is that I'm funny. And maybe I say ridiculous things, but it gets a laugh, right? But when we go out to eat with his friends or whatever, I get the most horrible looks from him and like, shh, shh.
Perhaps he's laughing at you out of pity.
No.
So it's kind of like, you make me laugh the way that you follow.
No, I am. Damn it. I am funny. And he has told me that I am funny on multiple occasions. Uh-huh. And I will just say something that I think is funny and he will be embarrassed. That's it. That's the whole story. I just want to know if anyone else, because it's one of the things that he says that he loves about me.
Yes.
That I make him laugh and that I'm crazy and fun to be around and funny. But we get around his friends And all of a sudden, all I can do is just be quiet because everything I say seems to, like, he thinks it's going to offend somebody.
Well, maybe, so, maybe, all right, but, you know, all right, so I'm a gamer, so I talk about games when I'm with my gaming buddies and stuff. And Robert's fine with that, but if we're out at a dinner with people who are not gamers, talking about that kind of gaming stuff is inappropriate. So maybe it's the appropriateness of your humor. Maybe you're making jokes that for the crowd, for the room, are not appropriate. So it's all well and good to talk about sucking dick when you're around a bunch of other gay men at a pool party. But perhaps sitting around his aunt and his uncle, who are 82 years old, that have just flown in from then, and having the translator have to explain to them what you mean by power bottom is not the most appropriate form of
show. No, it's not. I don't talk about anything sexual, and I don't make any racist jokes either. I can't give you a specific, but okay, perfect. Well, you're going to agree with him on this one, but I'm going to say it anyway. Perfect example.
Uh-huh.
I was in the car with two of his male friends, and one of them is a listener of this show and knows how I am anyway, because has been listening for over a year.
Yes.
And all I say is, and I'm just joking.
No, go ahead.
I say, I'm not a crowd follower, so I'm not going to get the new iPhone. And then he looks at me like, don't say that around my friends. You're going to offend the ones that are getting iPhones. Why? That's not offensive. It was a joke.
No, that wasn't a joke. That was a...
Yes.
That was a barbed comment.
I knew you were going to take his side.
I'm just saying, you know what? I'm not going to get the iPhone is fine. But by adding in the little dig of, I'm not a crowd follower, implies that anyone who is going to get the iPhone is, in fact, a crowd follower.
It was a joke. The point of my story is, I know no one can ever take my side, but the point is he loves certain.
I'm not a racist inbred jerk, but so I'm not going to move to Arkansas.
Right. Well, hey, exactly.
I'm just saying the implication there is that everyone in Arkansas.
Speaking of that, we got an email. We need to censor part of it. I don't know if you read it. Anyway, but that's it. Okay, forget that comment. Just in general,
I forgot.
There are things that I say that he finds funny.
Got it.
In private.
Got it.
And I think that, and I feel like when I'm around his friends, and maybe it's just because that culture is more reserved, but, or that he's.
I love how it's the culture's fault and maybe there's some self-reflection that needs to go on here. Maybe you should, you know, say things differently.
No.
I'm just saying. Anyway, Marcus in Arizona, he agrees with you. He says it's not offensive.
Well, I think all I'm saying is that I feel like all I can do is sit there and say nothing because I can't be myself.
All you have to do is tone it back a little.
All right.
I'm not.
It's just like the gay thing. I can't be gay around certain people because it offends them. So I have to act like I'm straight. It's the same thing. Anyway, moving right along.
I love how you like to pretend like you're just like this is a black and white issue. Like it's just like, if I can't make this joke, then I can't make any joke whatsoever. There you go. It's case closed.
Right.
Well, fine.
I won't make any jokes
at all. I'm just saying the one example that you gave me sounded a little douchey.
Well, even if I'm a douche, if he likes that I'm a douche in private, he should like that I'm a douche in public.
So let me give you an example that I'm just pulling out of the air here. I remember when Air America Radio first started, there was a host on that radio that worked with Janine Garofalo. His name was Sam Cedar. And he made a snarky comment about gays. And it was one of those comments that you're like, if you were a gay person and made that comment, or if you were someone like Janine Garofalo or Kathy Griffin or someone who had a huge gay following and you were clearly were in our camp, we would have laughed at it. But if we don't know who you are and we don't know that you're joking, then it could have been taken the wrong way. And as he made the comment, Janine immediately jumped on him and said, wait, they don't know you well enough to make that comment. And I think that this might be the case of that. What you're saying, for those of you who know you, and they understand that you're not meaning it in that way, it is one thing. But in front of people who don't necessarily know you, they have no context in which to frame it.
Well, let's forget about the iPhone comment. Okay? Obviously, that is a heated topic.
Everyone in the chat room is agreeing with you, by the way.
I understand that. Thank you, chat room. he fell in love with my personality.
Yes.
And I am a nice person. Like, I am a really nice person. Anybody who meets me, I am nice to everyone. So, at least that's what most people tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. So, it's just that I just get the feeling that I have to just sit there and be quiet in case I might say something that, but that's it. That's it.
Just saying. But he knows you. These other folks that you're making the jokes of maybe don't know you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Use your inside voice. Use your inside. All right. So I'm moving on. I'm moving on from this.
Because please, we're just going to get along.
We're getting stormed down here. So last evening here in the lovely state of Connecticut, Robert and I went to Cranberry.
Cranberry?
Cranberry.
Is it spelled like cranberry, but you say Cranberry?
No, B-U-R-Y, Cranberry, because it's near Danbury and Southbury. It's called Cranberry. It's near Norwich.
It reminds me, you know the word dictionary?
I do.
Right? I'm sure everyone knows that word.
Yes.
My grandmother, for some strange reason, pronounces dictionary.
Dictionary.
Yeah, she just runs it all together. So it's almost like you're trying to say cranberry, but you're like, Cranberry.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we went to Cranberry, where we went to this weird, in the middle of freaking nowhere, like just this, we were driving down crazy back roads. They were very pretty, but no cell phone signal or whatever, to get to this old abandoned mansion where they had converted the 4-car garage into a theater.
I know you hate being interrupted.
Yes, I do.
But that makes me think it was Mrs. Scarlet in the conservatory with the rope.
Excellent. Let's move on to your stories.
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
No. I was done. Go ahead.
You were not done.
I now I've forgotten where I was. Really? You couldn't have saved that until I was
done?
There
were garages.
It was a 4-car garage that had gotten converted into it. Anyway, we went there to see a comedy show last night in Cranberry. So we went with Kevin and Brian from Danbury and several other folks to go and see the comedy sports show, which is basically an improv group that out there. But it was just weird to be in this garage out at a mansion. I mean, it was a carriage house. It was an old garage, but still, it was a garage. And at one point, the ref, when they were getting, because it's an improv show, when they were asking for suggestions for the audience, he was like, say, I just need something that odd that you would find like when you were cleaning out your garage. And of course, the obvious answer was a comedy club, because what the fuck is it doing in your garage? So they didn't take my suggestion. I feel gypped.
Wait, I'm confused.
Excellent.
you went to a mansion.
No, we went to the garage of a mansion.
So, does someone live in that mansion?
It is an old abandoned mansion.
Okay.
It is an estate.
So,
and this was the carriage house. So, this is a mansion that was built back in the early 1900s. And the carriage house was where they kept the horse and carriages. So, it is not attached to the mansion. But they have senceforth converted the carriage house, which was big enough to fit 4 different carriages plus the horses and whatnot. It was a huge building that
right.
They have now converted into a theater.
So, what do they do with the rest of the mansion?
It was donated to the state. They use it they rent it out for parties and whatnot.
So how was the show?
The show was good as always. It was a comedy sports show. That was the stupid, I don't even know where to go now. This is like, that is the weirdest reaction that I don't know. You look pissed off and I don't know what to do.
I always look pissed off. But you didn't explain what the comedy sports show is.
I don't, I did too. I said it's an improv show.
Okay, I just have to be honest here. I normally like to talk back and forth when you're telling stories, but apparently
yes.
You don't like that.
No, so, the point is that I was trying to set the scene and you interrupted me. And then that threw my train of thought off. I don't remember.
So to shut myself up, I looked down at my phone and I didn't catch the whole story. So I'm sorry.
You can just listen to it when it was. It doesn't matter. You know what? It wasn't even that good of a damn story. Oh my God, this show is a fucking train wreck.
I'm sure. Well, you know, you said last week's show sucked, so we're just trying to outdo last week.
I did. Please. Last week's show did suck because I spent the entirety of last show bitching about things.
Please vote for us for best produced.
No, don't vote for us for best produced. Don't even listen to the show. Stop listening right now. That's how bad this has become.
Damien has. Oh, I'll cut that out.
Anyway, so went and saw the comedy sports. Are you paying attention now?
Yes.
All right, comedy sports. It's an improv group. So you have 2 teams of improv people that do a fake competition, right? So they do the little improv things, and then you vote and then get points, like kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? They get points, and then the winning team gets a trophy.
Is that the one with the black guy? the guy who what's his name? He was he did that spelling singing bee show or whatever later. He likes to sing a lot. It's what's his name? I can't. All you're doing is laughing now.
Because I'm sorry. I talking about the comedy sports improv thing, and it was kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is that the one with the black guy?
Wayne
that's
Brady.
Really? That's how you remember Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's the one with the black guy.
It's Wayne Brady.
Yes, it's Wayne Brady.
I knew. See, all I had to say is moving right along. The chat room gave me his name.
Excellent. So, and apparently, while I was off doing the comedy club, you were off seeing a movie.
I was. I went to see, the only thing I wanted to say about this, I went to see Looper, and
yes.
I was very sleepy. I don't know what it is, but I used to think I was a movie person, but now I'm not so sure anymore because I fell asleep during Transformers like 10 years ago when that first came out. And I have this tendency to fall asleep during movies. I don't know if I can't keep my attention for more than like a 45-minute episodic sort of show, or I'm not sure what the deal is. But I heard that it was a very good movie, and I'm sure that it is. But we went to the 10 o'clock showing, and I was having so much trouble staying awake. And here's another thing that I hate about boyfriends. Boyfriends, or anyone for that matter, you ever have somebody, you're trying to stay awake, but you're having some problems staying awake. And the person sitting next to you keeps looking at you and going, "You're falling asleep. Wake up."
Yes, yes.
Or, "Hey, you were just sleeping." Really? I wasn't aware of that. I'm trying to stay awake.
Someone in the chat room says they saw Looper last night. They said it moved a little slow, but it was a good movie overall.
It was but you don't want to fall asleep during a show like Looper.
Then why did you fall asleep?
Well, I guess I was sleepy. I woke up at 6:30 yesterday morning. I didn't have a nap during the day.
What the hell were you doing up at 6:30?
I woke up. I don't know. I just
didn't
woke
go back to sleep.
Look, I'm getting old. And I've been told that one thing that happens when you get old is you start waking up earlier.
Yes.
So I woke up at 6:30, and then me moving around in bed woke him up.
Yes.
And then we started, the weirdest thing, I didn't even put this on the list. We had a 30-minute conversation about if statements, select case statements, and how to handle some coding in bed at 6:30 in the morning.
Yes. Did someone have a dream that like some badly formed TSQL was like chasing them down the street or something?
No, I'm trying to figure out a function for a data solution for this project at work. And I was asking him his opinion because he's a programmer as well. So, but at 6:30 on a Saturday morning, we were discussing and then for some reason we got horny, took care of that. And by the time we were done, it was like 8, and it's like, oh, well, hell, we're already awake now. Might as well get up and go have breakfast or whatever. And then we went to the gym. We went to the gym together.
Oh, well, there you go.
My new boyfriend, I can discuss code and go to the gym with him. Look at that. I think we're a perfect
And apparently fall asleep during movies and tell and inappropriate jokes around his friends.
Point it out to me. You know you're sleeping.
Oh, well, you know what? Any sci-fi geek wants to see Looper because it's supposed to be really well written and you need to pay attention because it's a complicated plot.
I was trying to stay awake. No,
I'm just saying that I've given up long ago. I've given up on trying to get Robert to watch sci-fi stuff. Like every time I try to get him to watch Doctor Who, it always ends up being an episode with Daleks in it. And that's like, as a Doctor Who fan, that's like the most embarrassing episodes for some newbie to watch is the ones with the Daleks because you have to explain to them why they have those annoying voices. And it's just like, no, you don't understand. It's a holdover from the but you see, and every time I've tried to get Robert to watch Doctor Who, it's always the one with the Daleks in it. So, you know. I think what it was is Mittens wanted you to enjoy the sci-fi, so you would have someone to talk about this complicated plot with you, and you were falling asleep, and that was annoying.
Well, I'm the sci-fi nerd between the two of us, and he, well, I don't know. It was confusing. At the end, I was having to ask him questions because I missed a couple of key things. The only other thing I'll say about the movie is the guy who's not Bruce Willis, who I cannot remember his name to save my life.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Him.
Yes.
His face, they did something to his face.
Yes.
And I don't know if it was through the computer or whether they actually had a prosthetic on his face.
Those were actual prosthetics.
And it does not look real. His face does not look real. And it bugged the living daylights out of me. I'm going to sound really Southern this episode. Dadgummit. It bugged me.
The goal of there, you see, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the younger version of Bruce Willis.
I know they were
playing the same character.
I know they were
at different points in time.
Yes. They were trying to make him look more like Bruce Willis.
Yes.
But what it ended up looking like is fake the whole movie. That's what I thought. It
Excellent.
Me.
I'm glad that to know that you should never watch Doctor Who.
And we can,
if tiny little things like that bug you, and you know, then you should.
And we can skip my other topic for now. It's
Excellent.
Not
then I'm gonna do this before we move into our tech segment. I just wanted to say, if you and I told you I was going to do this in Vegas, so this should not come as a shock to you. We have hours of video from Vegas, correct?
Maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Don't think I didn't see you just roll your eyes right there. We have hours of video from Vegas. And someone needs to take those and kind of make something with them. Like kind of all of those little interviews that you did, right? And all those kind of things. Are you going to have the time to do that between now and, let's say, 2016?
By 2016? Absolutely.
With all of the things that you have on your plate, are you going to have time to do that? No, you're not. So what I'm going, and I know you hate this, but what I'm saying is I'm sure there are people out there in the Pride 48 community who like to play around with editing, you know, putting together video things that maybe don't have the workload that you have out there. And that's something that's a creative outlet that they can play around with and they could do. So what I'm saying is I believe that it would hurt nothing, right? It's digital video. It's not like they're going to destroy it. We still have the original. So if you would like to take a stab at putting together some compilations of some of the Pride 48 video stuff, then email Adam and we can figure out a way to get it put up on a website somewhere so they can download it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you look
pissed. Don't look at
my
face.
Wait.
Can you ask me that question one more time? Ask me that question one more time.
You look pissed.
No, ask me the question.
Off. No, you really do.
No,
you look pissed.
Ask me that question.
I'm going to ask you, we could have that put up on one of the websites, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Daniel. I think that is a fabulous idea. I mean, as you can see, the look on my face is I'm grinning from ear to ear. I think it's a fabulous idea.
Excellent. All right, so can you turn your camera back on now, please? All right, so the point is, I think that we just have to, at some point, we have to realize that we can't do everything, Adam, that there are other people out there who are just as capable as us of doing this.
I don't have a problem. My face just has a mind of its own. Excellent. We can, if anybody has any interest, email me and we can. I'm waiting on some actual video from the events.
Yes.
What I have is interviews
right,
in front of a green screen.
Right. And those are the things that need to be at. Anyway, so if you'd like to take a stab at that, if you have any interest in playing around with some video stuff, then email Adam. It's adamburns.uk@gmail.com.
If we had enough interest, we could put up multiple versions.
That's what I'm saying.
And put up a contest.
See, now they just posted a picture of Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the chat room with his prosthetics on. I don't think that looks fake.
He looked fake, but maybe it was in my slumberish state.
Could have been. All right. So with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, which is this. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it. The DI Plus technology segment is brought to you by Auntie Vera Charles. When you need to know all about the technology and privacy, you should listen to Vera Speaks Real. I'm going to catch hell for that. Anyway, so Adam, I can't help but see that there's a few things here on our old technology list. What would those be?
Well, I'm going to read a little bit of this story because I just wanted to get your take on this because I thought this might be of interest to you. A state Senate race in Maine is heating up over a Democratic candidate's World of Warcraft hobby.
Yes.
The Maine Republican Party is slamming Colleen Lackwicks, whatever, for comments she made while leading a bizarre double life, in quotes, a level 85 orc on the online role-playing game. She says, so I'm a level 68 orc rogue girl. That means I stab things a lot. Who would have thought that a peace-loving social worker and Democrat would enjoy that? Lackwicks once wrote of her gaming hobby on the liberal blog Daily something. So the 48-year-old who plays as an orc assassin rogue is also accused of making incendiary remarks about Republicans, including conservative tax activists. It doesn't matter. Anyway,
it doesn't.
So the basic story is that the people on the other side are saying that there's something wrong with the fact that she plays World of Warcraft. And I didn't see this in this particular story, but I heard this, that someone had made the comments that even, you know, she shouldn't be wasting her time doing online gaming and things of that nature.
It's the same crap that it's always been. Instead of attacking your opponent for any kind of policy difference that you may have or suggesting ways to do things better, it's just going to completely concentrate on the superfluous bullshit of stuff. This lady plays World of Warcraft in her spare time, therefore there's something wrong with that. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous some of the things that people call out. I heard someone say, yeah, well, do you watch TV? Is there anything else that you do that you're just sitting there? Gaming is actually more active than sitting in front of the television. So I don't know. I didn't have too much. I just wanted to point that out. So
it being, my cat is pissed.
It
off
being that here. Political time of year, it's the most political time of the year.
I have to let him out, please.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Well, while Daniel is letting the cat out, this is the time of the show where I get to be like Daniel and talk without being interrupted. So I tried to play World of Warcraft. I think I've mentioned multiple times on the show, but I cannot get addicted to it for some reason. Doing tasks over and over and over again.
What are you talking about?
World of Warcraft.
Oh,
I said I tried to get addicted to World of Warcraft. I made every effort possible. And for some reason, it's not appealing doing tasks over and over and over again.
It doesn't really matter whether you like World of Warcraft or not. The point is that she's doing this in her spare time. It's her free time, and she can do it. This has absolutely nothing to do with her qualifications for running for state senate whatsoever.
Although I have to say, I saw a picture of her, and she looks like she'd be a World of Warcraft player.
Yeah, always going back to that. You are the most shallow person as far as you just judge everything based on
I didn't say she was ugly. You could be an attractive World of Warcraft player. It had nothing to do with...
You said she looks as though she can play.
She does. Well, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Moving right along to another door.
So here's my thing. We're now changing topics, by the way, just in case you're curious. The gaming podcast that I do, Sauced, is coming to an end. We are retiring the show. Actually, the last episode will be coming up this next week. But
what?
Yes.
Sauced?
Yes, Sauced is going away. So
am I getting a letter in the mail in a couple of weeks?
I would never spend the time to print out a letter. I would send you an email. So here's my thought. I have probably about 14 hours that I have recorded with my dad on some of his stories and stuff that I've always wanted to publish and do something with. And I probably will do that. I will probably, it's already recorded. My dad has a limited amount of time left on this earth. So I want to, get it out there as opposed to doing it posthumously. Which I know sounds morbid as hell, but it's not. I wanted to get that out there. But I was thinking, well, it's like, do I just want to do that? Or do I just want to like play around with, just doing a real small little show in addition to that? You know what I'm saying? So like do the dad stuff on Fridays, but do like a regular, like, just a me cast on like, one day.
A lot of people do that.
Correct. So I was playing around with this. And of course, being the geek that I am, I'm like, you know what? I spend 30 minutes a day driving to work and I spend 30 minutes a day driving home from work. And I know that there are people that record car podcasts, right? They record in their car. And but my point is I have this hour a day during the week that I could theoretically record a podcast. So the question became in my mind, how could I rig a mobile studio in my car so that it sounded just as good as if I were here in the house?
I think it's impossible.
I don't know that it is, because this is my thinking, right? So I could certainly have a mixer, right? I can power a mixer inside the car. I have the Ford Focus, which has the ridiculously complicated head unit, but it goes to an amp in the back you know, in the back part of the car. And that amp has connections coming into and out of it. So if I were to intercept the connections from the head unit before it goes into the amp and pigtail off of them, I could actually send all the sound from the head unit directly to the mixer, as opposed to recording the sound off the speakers, right? So I could play my theme song, I could play voicemails, I could play anything like that. I could play right on my car stereo going directly to the mixer, to the recorder.
Yeah,
and
but
then
what
the
about
second
the...
channel of the mixer would be my mic, and instead of me using, I would get one of those Shure mics that like hooks on the back of your head and it comes right in front, and it's set the gain ultra low so that it's like I'm basically speaking directly into the mic without picking up the outside noise. I'm just playing around here in my head. It's like, what would be necessary to make a podcast so that when you pulled out of the garage in the morning until the time you got to work, you would have a show completely done that was ready to be uploaded without any kind of post processing whatsoever?
Well, I can't. Okay. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I don't think you're going to get the level of audio that you want just with from the live recording without you touching it at all.
Really?
Are you gonna have like a rack in your car, like with like a what's it like a compressor or whatever? That not a compressor, the thing that levels on the fly.
That is a compressor.
Oh, okay, yes. Good. Oh, hey, look at me knowing something, because you will also want to level that as well, right?
All right. So, but running the entire product through Levelator at the end is not necessarily post processing. That can be done on my no. Here's my thing. Right, if I arrive at work, I don't mind because I'm going to have to copy the audio onto the computer and then have it uploaded. So I don't mind if I have to run it through a process or something, as long as I'm not editing, as long as I'm not having to sit at my desk, pull out earbuds and play around with audio and stuff. In other words, if it just needs to run through a filter before it gets posted, then that's not really post-processing.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at the chat room. Auntie Vera says, Daniel, you're forgetting one thing. Driving.
I drive on the interstate and all I'm doing is talking.
And since you already had an accident last week, you know, you might want to have make sure all your facilities are paying attention to the
I'm
road.
I'm just saying, see, now all I'm doing is talking. I'm just like, I'm talking. I have a tablet that has a soundboard that all I have to do is tap on. So while I'm in the garage, before I actually get on the road, I tap the tablet that plays my theme song, right? That goes through my car stereo, which goes into the mixer. And then as I'm going along, if I have voicemails to play or whatever, they're on my soundboard. I just tap it. I don't have to like do anything. Plus, I'm in. If I run the entire head unit into the mixer, I can do the voice control as a shtick as part of the show. Because I can tell the voice control thing to play voicemail number two, and it will go and do it.
I think we're all look. I couldn't do that because I drive a convertible with a canvas top.
All I'm trying to it was a thought experiment, and now I'm seriously thinking. Well, what would actually be involved in doing that, and could it be done?
I think it could be done. I'm only poking fun at you.
I would call it door to door.
Door to door with Daniel DDD.
That's right. I get John Ong to sing the theme song, or his lesser known cousin John Wong, who apparently we talked about last week. All right, so just to catch up here in the chat room, Marcus in the chat room asked why what happened as far as Sauced goes. It just never caught on. Sauced never really caught on, and so we may come back as a group show that has nothing to do with gaming later. But for the moment, we're on hiatus and we'll be ending the show. So it's very difficult to talk about games because games are something that people are very passionate about. And if you're not talking about the game that they care about, then it's not interesting to them. See what I'm saying? So it was a mistake to veer from just doing World of Warcraft, which if you listen to, you were into World of Warcraft, to talking about games in general, because now you're going to talk about Mass Effect. Well, I don't play Mass Effect, so I don't care about it. Now you're going to play about Portal. I don't play Portal, so I'm not interested in that. So it becomes more challenging to do the show.
Marcus, I'm going to tell you the real story behind the scene. I'm going to give you the dirt. I don't know if you saw in the news this week that Mariah Carey called Nicki Minaj a bitch on American Idol. I don't know if you saw that, but so really, it's really what was going on. A couple of them are divas, and they're going back and forth and calling each other bitch.
Oh, dear God. Dear God, look at that. Phone ringing, coming right out of nowhere. Who could have imagined that? Hello?
Hi, this is Michael Fine, aka the Good Humor Penguin.
It's Michael Fine.
Just want to let you know, Adam and Daniel.
Yes?
That Moon River crooner Andy Williams died at age 84. Mm-hmm. And it was bladder cancer. It was the main reason why.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but yes, I didn't know that.
I just want to let you know, and this is actually my father, my deceased father's favorite singer, and he loved that. That was one of his favorite songs.
Moon River.
Moon River, sung by Andy Williams. And just wanted to let you know on the Celebrity Death Phone.
Excellent.
It was great seeing you, Adam and Daniel, in Vegas.
Yes.
And cannot wait to see you again in September of 2013 for Pride 48. Hoping and praying that that everyone will be in great health. And in great
we're gonna hand out surgical masks next year.
Sadly, I wasn't feeling too good. The first 2 days I was feeling great, and the last 2 days I was not feeling the greatest. So,
excellent.
Just wanted to let you know, and you take care, and giant penguin hugs to Daniel and Adam.
Well.
And again, it was great seeing you in Vegas this year.
Thank you very much, Michael. Fine. So, yes, Andy, I don't have my sad tuba. Oh, wait, there it is. Oh, wow. Sorry. Best produced show my ass.
I'm sorry. I had to mute myself because you started, you said something about cancer, bladder cancer
right,
and I was laughing, and I don't know
it's
why.
It
was like,
it's not funny at all, and yet we're both laughing at it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so thank you, Michael Fine. Sorry, someone's already beaten you to that. But again, the Celebrity Death Phone contest has ended. But we do appreciate all Celebrity Death Phone
I mean,
calls.
Please call us and let us know when celebrities die. Don't stop calling.
Yeah. But the thing is, so Michael Fine, I think he was one of the first people to get sick because he didn't even go to the final, to that Lanuba show that he was had bought a ticket for. Because
Lanuba?
What was it?
No, it was the one that the adult, Zumanity.
Zumanity. He didn't go to that. That's all I'm trying to say. He didn't go to that because he didn't feel good. So he was one of the first people to get. So everyone blame Michael Fine. I'm kidding. But did you listen to Cocktails and Cream Pies?
I have not. Well, see, I was going to catch up and then I got.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to make. You just say yes. Just say yes because I'm going to tell you what they said.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, Matthew, who hates me, he had the same thought I did, which he was scared to talk about people getting sick in Vegas because he didn't want people to think that it was because of Vegas. And so there you go. So maybe that's why Matt hates me. Because, you know, he thinks like me.
I don't think he hates you.
No, I think he does. Anyway, so let's move on. Oh, yeah, and Mark was like, when did they become DI Plus? It's like, yeah, Mark. Way to go, Mark. King DI Plus, like what, 6 years ago?
Oh, Mark doesn't know anything about either one of us. He goes, they said something about Adam, and he said, Adam who?
Exactly, which is, I believe, is everyone's everyone. So let's see, where are we at on
our list? We're at the end of the tech segment, which means
we are. Oh, I got to play this. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick. The new.
Ha ha ha.
Oops.
On a dare, a kid in New York City licked an entire handrail at the entrance of the subway for $1.
Wait. That's like a dangling modifier. Now, was the subway the entrance to For a Dollar, which is at the corner of Madison and For a Dollar?
I did not write this story.
Or for the monetary amount of $1, someone licked a pole.
He licked a pole for $1 and now apparently has stardom on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the newspaper or the news agency who did this story wanted to know kind of what risk he took in licking this pole. And basically, they examined levels of germs in public places such as bus seats, handrails, indoor handrails, and toilet seats. They found about 50 different microorganisms live on a toilet seat, while a handrail provides refuge for hundreds of thousands of germs.
You know what has the most germs on it? Because like in science class, when you have to like do a culture on something and then you can grow, you know, see what kind of bacteria grow. Money, like dollar bills. Dollar bills have like more crap on them than eat.
I've heard that. And then I've also heard that the most germ-laden place in your house is not what you would normally think, which most people would think the bathroom, but is actually your kitchen.
Yes.
So anyway, that was that story. I just thought that was gross. And he did it for $1, but he'll probably be...
Marcus in the chat room says he would have licked it for free.
He probably will become just the next Justin Bieber, though, because apparently he is famous on YouTube now.
Marcus, go out and lick a pole, and we will promote the YouTube video.
Although he'll just be a wannabe or like a
And if you, well, you know, we've moved on about the story. But I was going to say, you know, if you want to see, I think there are several videos of Adam licking a pole.
Oh, I was going to say I'd like to see Marcus licking a pole. But anyway, bees at a cluster of apiaries in northeastern France.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Apiaries.
Okay.
In northeastern France have been producing honey in mysterious shades of blue and green.
Ooh.
Alarming their keepers who now believe this is the reason.
Yes.
There is residue from containers of M&M's candy processed at a nearby plant.
This is a recycled story.
I have not used this anywhere else.
Because there was bees near the maraschino cherry plant that all their honey was coming out red because the red dye they used for the maraschino cherries. The bees were basically lazy and getting the nectar right from the sugar water that the cherries were in. So,
well, I saw this on the local news. And they had video, and literally, this looks like blue,
not figuratively, literally
blue goo.
Yes,
I mean it's kind of gross looking. Although they should sell it back to like the M&M's company, Mars, whoever owns M&M's.
M&M Mars, yes.
And they should sell it as some kind of special M&M honey.
Did you know that Pez originated right here in Connecticut? As a matter of fact, like 10 miles up the road from me. I drove past the Pez Museum yesterday. I'm like, no way. What's the Pez Museum doing here? I looked it up. Actually, it's right here in Orange, Connecticut, is where Pez is still located today. I can go take a tour.
Wow. Do they make the little bobbly head dispensers there?
I should go talk to them and see if they can make DI Plus Pez.
They should. So the last story, and I'm doing these really quickly.
Thank you.
On Wednesday morning, Terry Garner, a 70-year-old Oregon farmer, went to feed his animals.
Wait, what farmer?
A 70-year-old Oregon farmer.
Oregon, okay.
I guess he farms Oregons.
Right, yes.
Anyway, several hours later, when he hadn't returned, a family member went to look for him and found, on the ground of the hog enclosure, his dentures.
Yes.
Further investigation of the enclosure by the family member revealed that the hogs, which each weighed about 700 pounds, had nearly completely eaten the farmer, although some body parts were strewn about the enclosure.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, poor guy. That's it.
DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by Big Fatty, because he's really old.
All right, so our first birthday.
Of course, now that you've done three news stories, you're only going to do two birthdays, right?
I'm going to do how many ever birthdays I have. The birthday here.
Yes, yes.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Now, this is the incomparable Julie Andrews.
It is Julie Andrews. I believe that's what you said. My headphones don't work very well.
Yes, that's Julie
today. Julie Andrews is 77 years young.
70 how much?
77.
77 years young. Excellent. Move along. We're losing. You can't keep these people in the chat room this long, Adam. That's what we gotta move.
We're not even running long today. Anyway, here's the next one.
This is a cover of a song, so I don't know who did this.
I think this is the original person who did it. It's a girl.
This is not the original person.
It's not?
No. I Think We're Alone Now is like from the 80s.
Yes. This is an 80s singer, a girl, doing a mall concert.
Is it Robin Sparkles?
No. Although someone in the chat room does have it correct, although you're not supposed to be using the chat room.
The chat room says Julie Andrews. It's Julie Andrews.
No, the chat room said apparently you're not going to get this one. It is I Think We're Alone Now by the incomparable, or however you say that, Tiffany.
I don't think she's incomparable. I think I could compare her to any one of the 80s pop singers.
And she was actually doing a concert at a mall because apparently in the 80s that was a thing.
I still stand by it. It was Robin Sparkles. Move along. Next one.
So
that one wrong.
She's 41.
Oh, 41. She's young.
I believe I did this one last year and you missed it. So let's see if you get it this year.
You and me, we used to be together every day together.
It's a song.
Why, yes.
It's a song. And it was recently done on Glee. I believe Blaine sang it on Glee. It's No Doubt.
Okay. So whose birthday is it? It is No Doubt.
It's the chick from No Doubt.
Lead singer.
The chick from No Doubt.
Okay, well, you're close enough. Gwen Stefani.
Her.
Yeah, don't tell me because it hurts.
So I think We're Alone Now is a song from 1967.
Okay, fine, but Tiffany did it in the 80s. Fine. Gwen Stefani is 43 years old.
43 years old, the chick from No Doubt.
Happy birthday, chick from No Doubt.
Right.
You know, when I say chick, you call me out on it.
Yes.
I'm going to call you out on it. Chick?
Excellent.
Really?
Yes.
Chick?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, this is the that documentary about dolphins.
No.
That's what it sounds like. As they swim into the sea and go back out to their home, they communicate by clicking and chirping at one another. I have no freaking clue who this is.
Oh, come on. It's a theme to a movie. You don't know this?
I my sound is messed up from you. I know we're supposed to be the best produced show, but I'm faking this because I can barely hear your track. Then it's Celine Dion. Yes, it's Celine Dion.
Are you hearing it better now?
Yes.
Okay, so she is the one singing it, but it's from a movie, and it's an actress in the movie.
Okay. The actress in the movie is Natalie Portman.
What movie is it?
Titanic.
Okay, Natalie Portman's not in Titanic. But
whatever the chick from Titanic was.
fine. Kate Winslet.
That one. They're all interchangeable, really.
Kate Winslet. It's her birthday, and she turned, I believe, 37 years old. So.
37 years old. By the way, I think We're Alone Now. It was Tommy James and the Shondells.
You know, we're running that one into the ground, really.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it was
just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get it away.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Wanted to bring that up.
Here's the last one.
All right, excellent. The last one. This is the theme to American Idol.
It is. The guy who's credited for creating American Idol.
Nigel.
Okay, the mean, snotty guy who...
Simon Cowell.
Thank you. God. I don't know who created it, really, but I thought it was... Yeah, so Simon Cowell is 53 years old. And they're your birthdays, ladies and gentlemen.
Those are the birthdays. Thank you for playing along. Excellent.
Take a drink.
Why are you echoing back all of a sudden?
I don't know.
You know, we are the best produced show.
Please vote for us for best produced show.
Please
over
vote
at podcastawards.com.
Best produced show, even though we don't really know what to do. I skipped over that CDP there, so I'm just going to move right here into the, we're going to do emails or voicemails first. Take your pick.
Let's do emails first.
Emails first. Let's jump right in here. Here we got an email here from the one and only Gravitas.
Now, there is one little thing you may want to...
I understand where you're going with it. All right,
okay.
So Gravitas writes and says, wow, I'm glad I missed the live broadcast. You know what? You guys take the cake, and by taking it, I mean eating it. All of it. If you don't like the Walmarts, don't shop there. If you don't like the tamales, don't buy them. They're good, by the way. All Mexicans love them. That was his parentheticals, not mine, by the way. I don't belittle the people that frequent that establishment because it's easy to bully and put down others that are not like you. As in, I hate going to the Walmarts because of all the fat trannies that hoard the Little Debbie's peanut butter bars. See how easy that was? Instead of bitching how about being the change? You know, I think Adam is being the change because Adam works at Walmart.
Well, I you know.
Never mind. This show is catering to the lowest common denominator, which is pretty much true. I think he has us nailed right there. Awesome show as always. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate all the work you put into your content for the show. And thanks, Daniel, for being the Howard Stern of DI+. Adam is the Robin of DI+. I'll invite you to the Mexican next time you're in Vegas. So.
Oh, thank you, Gravitas.
So there you go. Now we have our first dinner invitation for Pride 48 2013.
Right. We're going to, everyone, please be sending us your dinner invites now.
That's right. Go ahead. Get your dinner invites in early. I am echoing back. That is really annoying.
We are busy. So, you had to get it in early.
Right. All right. Let's move on to our next email here. This one comes in from one Ricky, comma Big from Foul Monkeys, who says, hey, guys, I was going to call you, but I didn't see a number under the contact us section. So I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to stop right there.
I don't know which way you're going with this, but I hope you're going the route of the logo on every page.
I was
going
to say, I didn't see a number under the contact us section. So I was trying to figure out what the fuck he was talking about. If you go to our website, dubiousintent.com, the phone number is larger than anything else on the page.
It is
literally larger than anything else on the page. If you are talking about, I don't know, our show notes, I believe it's right down at the bottom of the show notes on every single episode, unless you're not publishing our show notes to iTunes.
I do. They're in the in the lyrics of the podcast.
But I'm just saying, if you were to hover over our thing and in iTunes, you would see our voicemail number, correct?
Yes. However you see the lyrics.
Right. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about under this contact us section.
Well, there is a contact us section on the website.
On the website underneath the large phone number that's larger than everything
right.
else.
There's a very tiny link at the top.
I see it. So if you go to the top and you look at the really tiny contact us and you click on that, you're correct. The phone number is not listed down other than the fact that it is directly above it and bigger than anything else on the page.
I'm glad you went that direction and didn't chastise me.
I'm just saying 229-234-7587, but that's all right. That's all right. Getting back to Ricky's email here. I wanted to say thank you to Daniel for all the nice things he said on the last show. Now that I've berated him about that, he wanted to thank me for all the nice things I said on the last show about Foul Monkeys. If only we could get 30 listeners to be in the chat room that quickly. I do listen, and so does Brad and Waylon, and you're making their heads big, so stop making them feel sexy.
Hi, Brad. Hi, Waylon. Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Brad and Waylon.
How's it
going,
boys?
They haven't called or emailed.
Hey, how's it going?
So anyway, thank you, Ricky. And I, that 30 listener comment, that comes from experience. If you guys will recall, a long time ago when I did DI, not plus, just regular DI with Alden and Anne, we were on Pride 48 on the afternoon, and then Foul Monkeys would come after us. And there would, as soon as Ricky like said they're going on, there would be like 40 people in the chat room. And everyone going, yay, it's Ricky, yay.
Right. Oh, yay, Dubious Intent is ending.
Yay, it's Ricky.
It's time for Ricky.
See, so that comes out of experience. I in all honesty, and I know that I say a lot of, you know, snarky things on the show. In all honesty, I think Foul Monkeys could beat. I mean, I don't think we could win the GLBT category, which is why I don't want to run there. I think Foul Monkeys could win. And I know that Joey L. Boohonker is going to say that he could win it, but I think they didn't. Well,
you and I are just not gay enough.
That's what it is.
To win GLBT.
All right, excellent. Our last email here comes from Real Bunny Rat, who, by the way, is in the chat room. Hi, Real Bunny Rat. Real Bunny Rat says, hey, I'm going to keep this short. Love your show. All right, thank you. Thank you so much for... No, actually, she went on past that. Believe it or not, I heard this song on the radio and almost crashed laughing my ass off. Thought you would enjoy it for the show or as a new ringtone. This show, let's see, and I'll play the clip of the song here. Here's the clip.
Steven. Steven. Why won't you call me? Steven, why won't you call me?
Excellent. I think,
you know, if Steven ever calls and leaves another
Steven
voicemail,
Steven doesn't talk to us anymore.
That should be his.
That should be
new thing.
Steven, if you ever call in, we will play that.
Where did that email go to? Because I didn't see it.
that I guess that came to me.
Oh, guess so.
Maybe
okay.
It didn't go to you. Anyway, thank you very much, Real Bunny Rat. I appreciate that. And yes, I will torture Steven with that song. I guarantee you. Isn't that weird? Like Steven like lives like 20 minutes up the road now, and now we never ever hear from him. I think we heard from Steven more when he was in Wisconsin.
Well, I've talked to him a couple of times on Google Plus.
Whatever, you're trying to make excuses for him. Let's move to our voicemail, shall we?
Hey guys, this is Mark in Canada, and I just wanted to thank you again for running the boards during the Pride 48 trivia show. I really appreciated that you, and I believe it was Adam.
You're welcome.
And some really great sound effects without any prompting from me, so I appreciate that. Of course, there was that awkward moment when I thought Daniel was going to be the first contestant to lose. But after getting the first two questions wrong, he pulled it together and got the last three questions right.
So it was called drama.
Next year, Daniel, I promise to tone down the complexity of the questions. So again, thanks a lot. I did post my thanks on Facebook, but maybe Daniel doesn't have Facebook or maybe hasn't heard of it. So here I am on a regular phone thanking you again. And yes, Daniel, we all like you. And I'd like to hang out next year. And I will make more of an effort to invite you to dinner.
I was just bitching last show.
I sent off the invitations to the engraver this afternoon. So expect one of those in the mail shortly.
Oh, it's our second invitation.
Thanks, Adam, for the chat in the hot tub. And you're an attractive guy inside and out. And I enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better. So see you in the spa next year. Bye, guys. This is Mark in Canada from musingsofatechwriter.com.
When did Mark in Canada see inside you?
I think he's referring back to the point that I made earlier that I am a nice guy and I'm not a douche. And now we have evidence.
Excellent. Moving on.
Well, hello, boys. Aww. Oh, it's Donna Sugars.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, goodness. I miss you guys. I am calling.
Yes.
Because I just listened to you guys' show. I have not listened to the whole thing yet, but you were talking about everyone getting sick.
Yes.
Now, I got sick a few days after I got back. But see, I don't blame Vegas. I don't blame the other podcasters. I know the reason I got sick was because in 5 days, I smoked 2.5 pack of cigarettes. I ate unhealthy. I did nothing but drink liquor. I was massively dehydrated. I didn't sleep. That's why I was sick, darling. God. That was just recuperation.
She was like on the anti-Vera routine there. That's like a normal day for Vera.
Egg or something crazy. I got sick because I was partying too hard.
Right.
So I think that's completely okay. Kisses, darling. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you. Again, I was bitching on the last show. I apologize. I shouldn't have bitched on the last show.
It's okay. We all have our...
I listened to it back and I was just like, wow, I bitched a lot.
We all have our bitchy moments.
And now I'm going to bitch on this show. You did something in order for me to hear Celine Dion. Will you please undo that? Because I am now hearing myself back in my ear after a quarter of a second, and it is really annoying. So, moving on to the next.
Well, I'm telling you that I fixed it about 3 minutes ago, and if it's still doing it.
It was still doing it.
Is it doing it
now? No, not right at this moment, but so. All right, let's move on now to our next voicemail here. Let's listen to this one, shall we? Hello.
Adam, Daniel, hey, it's George in Atlanta.
Yes.
Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for a wonderful Pride 48 event. I appreciate all your hard work. I would have called sooner, but I've been in the bay with the podcaster plague, the consumption, if you will.
Right. No such
Daniel,
thing.
You should probably consider yourself lucky. I got invited to only one of those Pride 48 events, and
yes.
I'm pretty sure that's where I got sick. So,
which event did George go to?
If you had gone to more, you probably would have been sick yourself.
Right.
So consider yourself lucky.
There you go.
But thanks again for all your hard work in advance of the event and running the boards and making everybody sound really great at the event itself.
Yes.
And the extra mile you went to offer the courses was, I thought, wonderful and very useful and appreciative. I appreciated it. Daniel, I especially appreciated the primer on audio editing.
Primer.
Adam, I don't care what people think about you in a hat. I think you're adorable with a hat or without a hat. So whoever thinks you don't look good in a hat, tell them to kiss your ass. And I think you already have. But
kiss my ass.
Look forward to nominating DI Plus for a podcasting award with a few other Pride 48 related shows.
Yes.
You guys have been great fun to listen to in the last year, and I appreciate you.
Best
Love your hair.
Produced.
Talk to you
Best
later.
Best produced
Bye.
Show.
I don't know why we decided that we wanted that category.
Well, here's the deal. You said best produced last week, and I'm just running with best produced because trying not to step on any other categories.
That's fine. Fortunately, all it takes is numbers. It doesn't even have to be true because then people can listen and get judging. So once we get nominated, then we can worry about cleaning up.
Yeah, I don't even care if we win. Just nominate.
We'll fix it in post.
Right.
So thank you, George in Atlanta. We appreciate that for your primer. I can't believe they're the country boy in him doing that whole thing. Oh, it's a primer. It's a primer. It's a fucking primer. Anyway, let's get to our last
voicemail. Is primer something you put on before you paint a wall?
Yes, it is. Let's get to our last voicemail here, shall we?
Oh, dubious intent, Gravitas. I called to tell you, I don't know why I didn't invite you to the dinner at the podcasting.
I'm sorry, I was bitching.
It was good to see you. I didn't expect Daniel to be so skinny. I didn't recognize him. And I didn't expect Adam
to be so fat.
So good with his hat. Anyway, the celebrity that phoned tell you that a Russian singer from, I think he is part of Chololo and used on the Divi's Intent for your cues. But he sings this song, famous, if we're still doing the celebrity that phone.
We are, but I can't understand what the fuck you said, nor can Adam, because he listed this as Gravitas, someone.
His next one fixes it, but I just wanted to get content from both of them.
I skipped over the other one.
Oh. The other one's the one he wanted played, but I liked content from both of them, so I put both of them in.
Oh, do you want me to play the other one? I'll play the other one if you want me to. Here, I'll play it right now.
Hi, DR Prize. This is Rita. I called her celebrity headphone because I don't think the first one went.
Yes.
We do not use that one. I called to say that the famous internet YouTube singer, Edward Keir, he died.
Edward.
He was famous for this song. He goes, tra ra 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 ra. That guy. You use the tra ra ra on your show for when you want to talk about news items. Anyway, I hope I win.
Any idea?
Yeah.
Thank you for Vegas. I wish I could invite you to dinner.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said no one invited me to dinner. I know.
1,000-year-old egg or duck eggs, and I would gladly invite you to go eat that, but you didn't want to. You're too working. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
See, here's the thing. I bitched about it. I knew when I heard it back, about me bitching about us not getting invited to anything, I knew that now that's just going to spawn off a bunch of people. And then next year, everyone's going to go out of their way, even though they didn't want to invite us, so that we don't bitch about it.
I didn't bitch about not being. I think it was more you.
It was. It was me. It was totally me.
I mean, I didn't get invited to a whole lot.
So don't. Next year in Pride 48, don't invite me.
Oh, God. Afterwards will be like,
just give me money.
Even after I bitched last year, still no one invited me to any dinners.
It's because they should know what I mean. Anyway, that was it for as far as our contact goes. Thank you very much, Gravitas, and thank you to Real Bunny Rat, Ricky from Foul Monkeys, Mark in Canada, George in Atlanta, and Miss Donna Sugars, and Michael Fine. Oh, that was in the celebrity death. So
everyone. Thank everyone all of their wonderful. 3, 2, 1.
I did not hear that.
I was trying to. Damn it.
It's all right. You can put it in post. All right. So here's the thing. I don't know. I had to get over to our website, which now that I know that Ricky can't find our phone number, that's the only thing I see on our website when I go there.
Right.
I go to our website and my eyes immediately go to that huge fucking phone number sitting right there on every page. Hey, you know what? Speaking of websites and stuff, I have some breaking news about the Pride 48 website. I don't know how behind the scenes people keep up with things or how. Anyway, the Pride 48 website has been down for a long time. Actually, the one that you get to now when you type in pride48.com is a temporary one that Adam had put up in order to accommodate some of the things that we needed to have done before Vegas. The old Pride 48 site is going back up, which means that we will no longer be redirecting to pride48live.com, but we will have a link on our Pride 48 site to go there up until the point that we're finished. But here's the good news about it. So we are completely gutting the Pride 48 site and redoing it in the way that I've wanted to do for a while. And here you go. You get to choose. You get to play a little guessing game here. Guess what incredibly awesome web designer is going to be doing the graphics and CSS work on the site?
No clue.
I'll give you a hint.
Does it start with a C?
Nope. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He was on the predecessor to this show.
Oh, Alden.
Alden will be doing the web design of the new site. So.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations on that. Yeah, we have a huge list of things that we want to do to bring the Pride 48 website into the 1980s, at least. there'll be lots of exciting things coming over at pride48.com. So keep your eye there coming up. And there you go. So I apologize for complaining on the last show. I really do. I apologize. Remember, if you, if you find it in your heart to help out a friend, you send an email to Vera Charles, AuntieVeraCharles@gmail.com, or call her voicemail number, or send a postcard to the P.O. Box, P.O. Box 561 Woodland Hills, California, 916 something. Anyway, the point, I forgot her thing. But here's the thing. You need to help your friend Conscience by donating some fake money, pledging some fake money to help him out of his fake crisis. Because, that's what we do.
And, alrighty.
It's my opinion, but that's why we live in, it's my opinion. And if, everyone had an opinion, then the signpost would say, welcome to, that was the world's worst. I'm not even going to finish it because no, come up with something new. Come up with something better.
Well, I was thinking, we're really opinionated on this show, and I know Conscience needs to take a trip. So I think maybe that Conscience needs to take a trip to this land where all the opinionated people come from.
Right. And then when he gets there, he can take a photo of him standing in front of the big sign that says,
welcome to Opinionation.
Best produced show, my ass. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. That's 2x2 DI Plus. Or if you're Ricky Burton, it's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dewiesandtin.com. Or, follow us on wherever, Google Plus. Right? You can follow us there.
We are on Google Plus.
Where else are we?
The two of us are on lots of places. I'm on Facebook, Twitter.
And if you get a chance, go over to the Podcasting Awards there. Remember, some of the fine, fine Pride 48 shows are vying for the best GLBT category, but you can only nominate one of them. So, either nominate Foul Monkeys, Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Who else? Ramble Redhead, I think, is wanting in there and whatnot. But we would be happy for the best produced spot up there.
Yes.
That's all I'm trying to say. Good night, Chad.
Good night, David.